Chapter 7.
So, this was Keck. I had always pictured the dude in more traditional Egyptian attire, with a white silk robe and a golden crown with sandals. Instead, he looked like a fucking creepy-ass circus performer, with his matted long hair and naked body covered completely by scales. The dude was as thin as a twig, and I figured I could break him really easily if I had the chance. "Not a talker, huh?" I growled, as I stared down the Egyptian god of chaos. "What are you doing here?"
The god simply cocked his head slowly, though his pupilless eyes remained focused on me the whole time. Then he stood up from his crouched position and began to slowly lumber forward in the most uncanny, uncomfortable-looking way possible. Keck moved like he was a robot learning to walk for the very first time, and he took short, choppy strides with his legs and didn't move his arms whatsoever. The god remained silent as he made his way over, and the only motion above the waist was his hair that swung back and forth in the wind.
Fuck, this dude was creepy.
"What do we do, Carter?"
Janine asked, with a hint of panic in her voice.
"We can't fight a god."
"Sure we can. Look at this string bean. I don't even know if I need to transform to take him on."
"Remember what Hansen said. Looks can be deceiving."
Janine was probably right.
Even though Keck had the physique of a 10-year-old girl, there was no way he was that weak. Surely he had some sort of special powers that made him stronger than any other creature that served him, or else he would have been usurped a long time ago.
"That's close enough, fucko,"
Naomi snarled, as she summoned silver magic to her hands.
"Take one more step and I'm gonna make sure it's the last thing you ever do."
Still, Keck kept walking, so Naomi took her shot. The red and black-haired witch slapped her hands together and sent a blast of silver magic straight toward Keck, but the god of chaos was more than ready for the attack. There was a wet pop as Keck's torso curved sideways like the letter C, and Naomi's attack passed by him harmlessly. Then Keck's body returned to its normal position immediately after, and he continued to lumber forward.
"Oh, shit. So that's what makes him so special. He's a goddamn contortionist with the reflexes of a cheetah."
Suddenly, Keck stopped right in his tracks, lowered his head a bit, looked at us with his yellow eyes, and let out a low, hissing snarl. It reminded me of the sounds I'd heard alligators make at the zoo, though a bit deeper and much more threatening. Then the air was filled with another sound, the sound of buzzing.
"Oh my god."
Janine gaped as she pointed off into the distance.
"Carter, we've got a big problem."
I followed the changeling's finger up to the sky, where I saw what she was freaking out about. Off in the distance was a massive dark cloud, a buzzing dark cloud that was approaching fast.
"Fucking locusts?"
Naomi grumbled as she shot our enemy a glare.
"Really? That's your master plan? You know our friend here is a polywarm, right? She can just eat all those fucking things."
Keck just stood there rigid and staring into our goddamn souls without saying a word.
"I don't think I could eat that many,"
Leah admitted as she stared at the approaching swarm with wide blue eyes.
"Besides, there's no way those are just regular locusts."
Within seconds, the locusts had arrived on the scene, and they created a makeshift barrier around us as they flew in a counterclockwise direction. The sheer number of the damn things blocked out the sun, but thankfully I had night vision thanks to my werepanther abilities.
"All right," I growled as I cracked my knuckles. "I'm done playing games, Keck."
I surrounded myself with dark magic, and then every muscle in my body started to elongate. My face jutted out in a short snout, while my teeth grew into pointed canines, and my hands turned into thick, wide paws. My ears stretched into cat-like appendages, and I felt myself grow nearly 2 feet taller than I normally stood. Then the transformation was complete, and I was a werepanther. However, Keck continued to just stand there unblinking. I let out a snarl as I bounded toward Keck, but the god didn't even flinch until I actually took a swipe at the bastard. As I swung my paw at the god of chaos, he quickly ducked underneath the attack, and then Keck jumped up, wrapped his legs around my arm, and bent his body upward like a monkey hanging from a tree branch. As he did so, the fucker's mouth opened wide, and his purple tongue shot out and hit me in the face with the force of a punch from Mike Tyson. Stars shot across my vision as pain echoed around my skull, and I stumbled a few steps backward. Then I raised my arm up to try and slam the fucker against the ground, but he was too quick again. This time, Keck created a bit of momentum, flipped up onto the top of my arm and jumped over my head, and he quickly followed up by wrapping his slender legs around my neck and then jerked them hard to the right. If I'd had the muscles of a regular human, that would have snapped my neck and been the end of it right then and there. Thankfully, my enhanced strength protected me from the fatal blow, and instead I was simply pulled off my feet into the ground. I blindly lashed out at the area around me, and I felt my paw slam into scaly flesh. Keck let out a hiss of pain as he stumbled across the ground like a rag doll, but he was quick to jump back on his feet. This time, though, the God of Chaos didn't attack. Instead, he simply dodged another blast of Naomi's magic, and then tilted his head to the right.
What the fuck? Why is he just standing there?
Seconds later, I got my answer. A tendril of locusts buzzed down to the ground beside Keck, and then slowly began to form into a discernible shape. The shape of a large person.
The swarm,
Janine muttered under her breath.
So, it is real.
The locusts formed a figure that stood 10 feet tall and at least 5 feet wide. It had clearly identifiable legs, arms, and a head, though there were no features to any of them. The creature was literally a giant swarm of locusts that somehow worked together in harmony to create a single being. And, to make matters worse, 7 more tendrils cascaded down from the surrounding swarm and created 7 more figures.
What are these things, Janine?
I asked as I prepared to fight.
A living hive mind that's controlled by Keck?
The redhead explained as her hands began to glow with yellow magic.
Bad news.
Keck's head quirked in my direction, and the God of Chaos held up his right hand and gave me a sinister wave. Then he started to back up with the same uncanny jerky motions he had when he approached, until finally the scaly fuck disappeared into the wall of locusts. That's when the swarm attacked. The figure in front of me held out its right arm, and hundreds of swarming bugs shot forward like bullets from a machine gun. I was able to dodge the incoming barrage seconds before they would have hit me, though I wondered what exactly would have happened if they'd made contact. These things looked like regular locusts to me, which were no harm to humans or animals themselves. Then again, I had a bad feeling that looks were very, very deceiving on this one. As I came up from my dodge, I sprang toward the locust body and slashed at it with my right paw. My razor-sharp claws came out as I hit my target, and I heard the sound of squishing bugs as I slashed through its body. But then my paw simply came out the other side of my opponent's body, completely covered in dead locusts. Before I could react, a blast of locusts slammed straight into my chest at point-blank range, and it felt like I'd been hit with a ton of bricks. My body was launched back into the air as a jolt of pain shot through my chest. Then, seconds later, twangs of pain echoed throughout my body as hundreds of tiny little mouths tore at my flesh.
Ah! Fuck me! These things hurt like a bitch!
The locusts continued to cover my body as they bit me hard, and I felt several of them squish against my back when I landed in the grass and slid to a stop. I immediately let out a roar as I began to roll around on the ground and smash the little fuckers, while at the same time I swatted away any locusts that were still coming from my attacker's body. Several of the bugs were squished under my blows, but they just kept coming. I wanted to call out to my friends and see how they were doing, but I didn't dare open my mouth right now. There were dozens of the little fuckers crawling up my neck and face, so opening my mouth would just be an open invitation for them to crawl inside. I jumped up into the air and slammed my body against the ground once more. This time, the impact knocked all of the locusts loose, so I did a backward somersault back to my feet and then surveyed the battlefield. Naomi and Janine were both back-to-back, though they took different approaches in their battle strategy. Naomi blasted shots of silver magic at the locust bodies that approached, and she tore away massive chunks of their figures as her telekinetic abilities did their thing. Meanwhile, Janine had a giant stick in her hand, and she was apparently using her luck magic to make herself the world's best baseball player. Janine let out a
"Hey-ya!"
as she swung the stick, and several locust bodies exploded into a mist of insects and insect guts with each blow. Then there was Leah, who should have been a natural at fighting these things. The polyworm's tongue lashed out and caught several of the locusts, and I heard her gag as she used the appendage like a makeshift club and smashed them against the ground. Still, it didn't matter how many locusts my friend seemed to take out. There were 10 more that took the fallen swarm's place.
Ah, there has to be a way to actually kill these things,
I called out as I flipped over another blast of locusts.
Surely we don't have to kill every single individual locust to stop them, right?
Keck is gone,
Janine announced.
And he is the one who controls the swarm. I'm afraid we might have to kill each and every individual locust to get out of this mess.
Miss Biology,
I said as I glanced over to Leah.
Do you have any helpful tips?
Bug colonies usually have a trigger that makes them work together,
Leah said as she dodged a punch from a locust body and then flipped away.
Pheromones are generally what makes them swarm, usually from some sort of queen or some colony leader.
Do these guys have colony leaders?
Naomi asked.
Or is that just Keck?
There's only one way to find out,
I said, and then I stared down the nearest locust body.
I'm going in.
I don't know if that's wise, Carter.
Leah noted.
If you haven't noticed, these things bite. Hard.
As if I didn't already know that. This was going to hurt like a bitch, but I was ready for it. I needed to somehow break apart the swarm's figure and then see what it was made up of on the inside. Maybe Keck controlled these things through an artificial set of pheromones, or maybe there was some sort of queen bee that would need to be taken out from the inside. Either way, I was about to find out. I jumped over a swarm of locusts as it hit the ground where I stood, but then the damn bug shot upward and dug into my furry skin. "Gah!" I yelled as the little fuckers started to bite me, but I refused to lose track of my goal. I landed squarely behind one of the locust bodies, and then I took a deep breath as I prepared to attack. Instead of trying to swat or slash at the bugs, I simply held up my fists against my chest, crouched down, and launched myself directly into the body of the swarm from behind. The sounds of angry, buzzing locusts filled my ears as I slammed into the figure, which promptly exploded into the thousands of individual bugs. And then there, right in front of me, I saw a knot of bugs surrounding a locust that was actually different from the rest. It was about the same size as the rest of the little buggers, but it was a vastly different color. Instead of being green or brown with black stripes, this locust was completely black from antenna to thorax. That had to be the queen. I was completely covered with locusts from head to toe, and I could feel them tearing at my flesh with murderous glee. Small pains echoed through my muscles as I felt a few streams of warm blood begin to ooze out, and I quickly feared I was going to suffer a literal death by a thousand cuts. So I launched myself forward, took aim at the black locust, and then clapped my paws around it as hard as I could. A bit of black mist shot up into the air as the bug was squished between the pads of my paws. But then all the locusts that had been on my body seemed to fall away and went rigid as they laid there on the ground. They were dead. "There's a black locust inside these bodies!" I called out to my friends as I dashed over to the next target. "You kill that, you kill every member of the swarm they're in charge of!" This time I made sure I didn't get surrounded by angry biting bugs. Instead, I took aim at the figure's chest, unsheathed my claws, and took a hard swipe. Hundreds of locusts were knocked free of the swarm when my paw struck, which opened up the torso of the figure completely. And there, hovering in the very middle, was another black locust. Before it had a chance to regenerate its insect shield, I snatched the dark bug out of the figure, held it up to my face, and then squished it in my paws. It let out a squelch as another puff of dark mist sprayed into the air, and the humanoid locust body before me fell apart. Then I turned around in time to watch Naomi and Janine work as a team to take down one of the swarm. Naomi shot two small beams of her telekinetic moon magic onto a member of the swarm, and then she let out a battle cry as she pulled backwards and yanked away two massive chunks of locusts. As she did so, the black locust inside was completely exposed, so Janine finished off the job. The redhead charged forward with her makeshift club, and then she slammed it into the black locust and sent it hurtling to the ground. The second the bug hit the dirt, Janine surrounded herself with a bit of yellow luck magic, and then she sprang forward and stomped her feet down square on the spot where the black locust had fallen. There was a sickly-sounding squish with a burst of dark mist, and another one of the figures collapsed into a heap of dead bugs. Leah, the polyworm, didn't seem to be having many problems with this enemy. She used her freakishly long tongue like a club as she slammed it into the locust figures and knocked away several chunks of the swarm's body. Then, once the black locust was exposed, she lashed out again, grabbed the creature with the end of her tongue, and pulled the dark bug back toward her mouth. Though she swiftly finished the damn thing off by slamming it into the ground a few times until it exploded into a spray of mist and gore. Four down, four to go. Unfortunately for me, two of those four swarms decided to get smart and attack me at the same time. Four beams of locusts shot toward me, and I was able to dodge the first three with ease. Unfortunately, the fourth one hit me like a ton of bricks, square in the back of my right shoulder. I let out a growl of frustration as I fell forward onto all fours, and several tiny mouths tore at my skin. Then I noticed a bit of sand underneath my paws. I had landed on the part of the park that acted as a volleyball court, and I realized I could use this to my advantage pretty easily. I picked up a handful of the sand, and then I whipped around and launched it at the nearest locust body. The blow hit the fucker square in the chest, and the thousands of locusts that made up its form scattered away like roaches in the sunlight. It was a chaotic scene as the locusts buzzed off in all different directions, but my superhuman vision was able to easily distinguish the queen from the rest of the crowd. I dodged around another attack from the second locust figure as I ran toward the chaos, and then I took aim at the black locust as it tried to flee. Before I could get away, I snatched it up with my left paw, and then I squeezed down on the poor bastard as hard as I could. The exoskeleton crunched in my grasp as blood and guts squished into my paw, and I instantly tossed the corpse off to the side once I knew it was good and dead. The second swarm figure charged forward as it launched locusts into the air, but I was ready for its tricks. I ran right toward the bastard until I was about 6 feet away, and then I launched myself forward. Again, this fucker's body exploded into 1,000 locusts, and I instantly identified the black locust inside. This time, I slapped it out of the sky, and once it was on the ground, I stomped it hard with my right foot. Again, the rest of the locusts that made up its swarm body fell to the ground dead. And then there were two.
Get back!
Janine yelled, as she took a few swings at the locust body in front of her. Each blow from the stick knocked away several locusts, but they continued to converge on their queen and regenerate their hive mind body. I closed the gap in a matter of seconds, before I sprang into the air and let out a roar of determination. My body came down right onto the swarm's figure, and I felt several of the locusts squish between my toes as my sheer weight crushed them into oblivion.
Where the fuck is the black locust?
I grumbled as I searched the chaos around me. Thankfully, Janine was on the case.
Duck!
She commanded, and I fell down onto all fours. Then I heard the swish of Janine's makeshift bat, followed by a wet splat. The locusts around me collapsed to the ground and went rigid, and I let out a sigh of relief as I stood up and smiled at the redhead. Leah was all the way across the battlefield, and the polywarm woman looked like a frickin' acrobat as she flipped, sprang, and rolled out of the way of several blasts of locusts. After each dodge, Leah attacked the insect figure with her tongue, and dozens of individual bugs were knocked to the ground. Of course, they would fly back to their queen in an instant, and Leah would have to start all over again. So I decided to lend a helping hand. I growled as I charged at the last swarm from behind, though it must have heard me coming because without even turning around, the fucking thing blasted out a stream of locusts, which hit me in the damn head. I fell to the ground and hissed as hundreds of tiny mouths tore into my skin. And there were so many on me this time that they blotted out my vision completely. I felt myself become a tad lightheaded as I lost more and more blood, until my vision started to tunnel around each eye. Still, I couldn't give up now. Leah needed me. I had to protect my women. I stomped my foot into the ground and unleashed a deep guttural roar, and several of the locusts that had been on my face were thrown off into the air. The second my vision was back, I launched myself forward and slashed open the swarm's chest with a swing of my right paw.
"Take him out, Leah!"
I commanded, as the black locust in his chest was exposed.
"Before he regenerates!"
Leah's tongue shot past me from behind and then struck the black locust with a wet schluck. Then the polywarm snapped her head backwards as she retracted her tongue back into her mouth, and the locust came along with it. Leah's face cringed in disgust as she closed her mouth around the bug and swallowed it whole, and then she made a slight gagging noise as she doubled over and held her stomach. Meanwhile, the other locusts of the swarm figure collapsed to the ground, dead.
"See?"
Naomi teased as she and Janine approached a still gagging Leah.
"Told you polywarms are perfect bug disposals."
"Ugh, shut up!"
Leah grumbled as she held her stomach and looked around at the still circling bugs that made up the perimeter of the battlefield.
"What about all those locusts? Are they going to form more human-like figures too?"
We got our answer a few seconds later, when the bugs at the top of the living locust vortex began to fly away and off into the afternoon sky. Somehow, killing those black locusts seemed to have done the trick. The fight was over.
"Shit!"
I grumbled, as our makeshift wall disappeared before our very eyes.
"I need to change back. I don't need anyone to see an 8-foot-tall werepanther standing around in the middle of campus."
I surrounded myself with black magic, and instantly the fur on my body started to thin out until it was little more than tiny bits of dark stubble. At the same time, my muscles began to shrink, and my snout returned to its semi-flat state. The teeth in my mouth grew blunt as they shrunk, while my claws and paws returned to their regular fingers and hands. When all was said and done, I was standing there in nothing but a simple pair of black spandex shorts as the rest of the locusts disappeared. And thank God I'd transformed so quickly, because there was now a small crowd of people gathered around the miniature park who had just watched a giant tornado of locusts descend on the campus. Of course, I was also still standing around in my underwear, and I didn't necessarily want to be seen by the entire UC campus.
"We need to get the fuck out of here," I whispered to my friends. "Like, now. Now."
"We don't even get to savor our victory,"
Naomi pouted. "Campus security will be here any second now," I explained to the witch. "And if people even saw a glimpse of what was happening through the locusts, security might even bring in real cops for extra backup."
"Good point,"
Janine sighed.
"Where can we hide out, though? The cars are too far away, and the library has a very clear no shirt, no shoes, no service policy."
Suddenly, Leah's blue eyes lit up as the light bulb seemed to come on.
"Becca!"
the blonde woman declared.
We need to go to Becca's dorm. She'll take us in and let us hang out until we can find you some clothes or get a chance to pull the cars around.
Fine with me, I said with a shiver as I crossed my arms over my bare chest. Let's get the fuck out of here before students start taking videos. I didn't know if marching into Becca's dorm room half-naked was the smartest idea, but we needed a place to lay low for a bit, and it was allegedly close. Plus, this would allow us to speak with the platinum blonde woman about the meeting with her father, which we needed to happen sooner rather than later. If it wasn't obvious before, this little incident only confirmed we needed allies, if we wanted to survive the combined forces of Keck and Kanzu. I just hoped Becca's father could become such an ally.